I'm speaking today with Willie Loston, who is the executive director of the Harris County Sports and Convention Corporation. We're going to be talking today about the proposals for the Astrodome. Before I get to that, let me just let's start with something a little bit more basic. Willie, tell me, what exactly is the Harris County Sport and Convention Corporation? What does it do, and what do you do as the executive director?
Charles, the Harris County Sports and Convention Corporation is a local government corporation formed by Harris County Commissioner's Court with the express purpose of managing and developing Reliant Park, which is the home of the Astrodome, okay, as you know. What I do is I describe myself somewhat broadly as the landlord for the Reliant Park complex. As executive director, I have a relatively small staff of six people, but we are responsible for managing, as I said, the entire property, including the tenant relations with the Houston Texans, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, as well as a indirect management oversight responsibility for SMG, which is our operating company.
Okay. And the Astrodome is a part of all this, correct?
It is a part of all this, yes.
All right. And the goal of all this, I mean, the Astrodome has basically been sitting idle for the last, I don't know, what, 10 years or so since the rodeo stopped using it?
Well, actually, it's not been idle for the entire 10 years. The rodeo, we actually used the building up until 2007, 2008 on a very sparingly. So there were some uses as late as 2007, 2008.
Okay, but it is not in any kind of use today, and the goal of all this is to do something with it. So... As we know, the HCSCC recently had a call for proposals from private citizens and other private entities for proposals for what to do with the Astrodome. There were, I believe, 19 of these received. Tell me how that process worked, and you know what sorts of proposals did you get?
Well, I'd like to perhaps recharacterize the call and say it was the last call.
That's true. This has been done before.
That's right. We've been at this process for almost a full 10 years now, starting in 2003.
Yeah, I was going to be getting into that, but you're right.
Yeah, right. So I just wanted to let you know that we didn't announce something, you know, 2 months ago, and we didn't spring anything, if you would on the community regarding trying to bring this process to an end. And basically what we did was we created a paradigm by which we set a deadline of June 10th for all privately financed proposals, any idea that would be 100% privately financed. We set a deadline for them to submit those proposals if they hadn't already done so, and to prove that the proposals were compatible with Reliant Park operations, that they were certainly in sync with the particular covenants that are created by the lease agreements with our tenants. And finally, they had to show what we could believe to be evidence of an ability to actually go out and secure financing for their particular idea.
Okay. When you talk about the, you know, the lease requirements and the tenants, you're talking about the rodeo and the Texans.
Right.
What are the conditions that are imposed by that, by the lease agreement?
Well, and suffice it to say, we don't have time to go into it, and I'm not prepared to give you
just high level view.
Yeah, what is instructive is, and by the way, these agreements are all online under the Harris County Houston Sports Authority website. all of the principal project documents that define the relationships at Reliant Park online for anybody that had an interest or need to look at them. But for the most part, the Texans have rights to Reliant Stadium and all of the campus surface parking lots and grounds for 15 days during the year. Two preseason games, at least 15 days. Two preseason games, eight regular season home games, five non-specific event days, and then if they get into the playoffs, those days as well. They have the rights to the stadium and all of the parking lots. They control the parking lots, ingress and egress to those parking lots. Okay. The rodeo has a different deal, if you would, with us and with the county and with the Sports Corp. And basically, the rodeo has control of the grounds for about 6 weeks each year, but they have control of not only the parking lots, ingress and egress, they have control of every building on this campus, Reliant Center, Reliant Stadium, Reliant Arena, and quite frankly, under its previous life, the Reliant Astrodome as well. Does that help you at all?
I guess the next question would be, you know, how onerous a condition would that be for someone who wants to propose putting, you know, a museum or a park or a hotel in the Astrodome? I mean, if you don't have control over the space for six weeks plus 15 days out of the year, how realistic is it to think that someone could actually, you know, come up with something that could be financed and run?
It is an onerous, we're talking about onerous conditions, but they are not without probable solutions, at least in our view. And that is, for example, if you could resolve any issues that were related to parking conflicts, for example. Let's just say, we guarantee the Texans in a rodeo so many parking spaces out here, roughly 26,000 parking spaces. If there were an idea, if there were ideas that could replace some of that surface parking with acceptable parking garages, that could take away some of those issues. There are also issues such as just competition from a food and beverage standpoint. Because the Texans get all of the parking revenue on their 15 days, all of the food and beverage revenue inside the stadium, clearly they have concerns about any ambush marketing or any other marketing of similar type concession operations that would compete with rights that they would say they bargained for properly. As to the rodeo, there are some surface or parking lot concerns, but that are primarily generated by, because the rodeo uses a lot of the parking lot for their carnival operations, including exterior outdoor concession type operations as well. So in the past, as we have talked to people who would be interested in coming out here, we have told them that, you know, it would be their responsibility to be able to offer benefits to our tenants that would allow the benefits to want to renegotiate or change some of their some of their covenants regarding the facility. But it would be difficult. There's no question about it.
Okay. And to be clear, of the proposals that were received, none of them addressed the issue of financing due to the satisfaction of the HCSCC. And I presume none of them address the issue of dealing with, you know, the Texans and the rodeo and their lease conditions. Is that accurate?
Well, not to be picky here. I think several of them addressed it. If addressing it in a manner that we thought the problems or the issues were resolved, no.
Okay. Now, earlier you alluded to the fact that, you know, this process for trying to figure out what to do with the Astrodome has been going on for a long time. I mean, looking through the archives of my own blog, the first mention I recall seeing something was a proposal to turn it into a casino back in 2003. As recently as 2007, there was a proposal for which they were still seeking financing to turn the Astrodome into a hotel convention center. It got approval from Commissioner's Court. But it ultimately never got financing, and there was some pushback from the Texans and the rodeo. Do you think, you know, obviously at that time, you know, by the time that they were getting ready to move forward on that, we had the economy collapse, and they never got financing. You know, looking back at the history of all this, Do you think that there had been proposals in the past that maybe in a slightly different set of circumstances might have worked, and that we're, you know, it's taken this long partly just because things didn't work out the way we'd hoped?
Well, I think that's a good characterization. I would like to just add, though, that the group you're talking about was Astrodome Redevelopment Corporation.
Yep.
And they did get so far as to get a conditional financial commitment from a world-class banking institution just prior to the worldwide financial meltdown 2007-2008. And we worked with them almost 5 years to get to that point of being, you know, receiving that conditional commitment and getting basically a nod from Commissioner's Court to move forward with their development. I think that idea, which you and maybe many of the folks listening to this podcast are familiar with the Gaylord Hotel chain.
Yes.
Are you familiar with it? Well,
yep.
This was a concept that was fashioned much after the Gaylord Hotel in Grapevine in Nashville. I think there's another one in Washington, D.C. now. And it is my opinion, looking in retrospect, that had Gaylord come in here with that same idea, a deal would have been done at that time. I think that particular concept was such that it probably would have worked. The Astrodome redevelopment folks had invested quite a bit of their own money in feasibility studies, architectural work, and so forth, leading up to even before they came to us, and they were probably on the right track. I would say that their organization was just not strong enough to pull off this size of a project.
Okay. Now, bring us back to the present day. At this time, you know, the Sports and Convention Corporation has put forth its own proposal, one that will be publicly funded and will require a vote, assuming Commissioner's Court approves it, to redevelop the Astrodome as a multi-purpose facility that could be used in conjunction with, you know, the rodeo or the Texans as needed. But this, too, is not something that, you know, came out of nowhere. The HCSCC put forth something similar last year, and the idea has gone back farther than that. So let's start by saying, tell me more about what the vision is in the HCSCC's proposal for what to do with the Astrodome. What's that all about?
Well, first off, that there have been many, many ideas, and as you are well aware, and of the things that we did was we convened a group that basically consisted of the Reliant Park stakeholders, as we refer to ourselves, the Sports Corporation, the Rodeo, and the Texans. Pardon me. And we looked at not only the future of the Astrodome, but just the future of Reliant Park. What was it, or what at that time did we want to see as developed in terms of infrastructure, so that Reliant, everybody's business could continue to grow? Now, in starting that process, we took a look at all of the existing buildings, particularly the Astrodome, and everybody had a chance to weigh in on what it was that they would like to see happen if the Astrodome were rehabilitated. So that was kind of the beginning of this whole process and discussion. Back in 2008, I think it was, it may have been 2010, Charles, I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact date, we were presented with a proposal to convert the Astrodome into basically this multi-purpose building concept, which the proposers at that time proposed building the world's largest planetarium in the building, having space in it for a science technology engineering and mathematics institute, and other space for meeting rooms, classrooms, laboratories, and so forth. That concept then was put through something we called a new arena to replace the aging Reliant Arena, more exhibition space, and a parking garage was put through a preliminary master plan process, review and process. Brought in some folks from literally around the country, and a couple of guys from outside the United States to help us with that process. After that process, we did come up with general consensus from our tenants that a rehabilitation and reuse of the Astrodome would be feasible and acceptable to all of us as we saw our businesses grow. From that point, we then went to a full master plan feasibility study where several organizations in the community funded, to the tune of about $500,000, a study by CSL International out of, I think they're out of Dallas-Fort Worth. And that, both these studies, by the way, are located on the Reliant Park website, as well as the study regarding the new dome experience. But if you were to go to www.reliantpark.com and in the search box just enter master plan, you'll be able to pull up this information. But as a result of that in-depth feasibility study, there were four options for the Astrodome that were evaluated. One was status quo or do nothing. The other was demolition. The third option was a multi-purpose building similar to what we're describing or recommending now. And the fourth option was something that we called Astrodome Renaissance, which was a multi-purpose facility that was enhanced with private dollars to do things like restaurants, retail, movie theaters, so forth and so on. Any questions so far?
Now, are we referring to the proposals that came out last year that included, where there was one for $270 million and
then another? That's right.
Okay. And then the other one that included also renovating the arena? Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right. Keep going, please.
Right. So, anyhow, that's the process that led us to the current recommendation of the new Dome experience, which is once again a multi-purpose use for the building, which we think does several things. One is there are those of us that would like to see the Astrodome rehabilitated. It saves the building. The second thing is that this is an extremely unique and flexible space. Unique in that, to our knowledge, there is no other space that, if as the plan calls for, that would have 350,000 square feet of column-free space, 175 feet high, which gives you tremendous flexibility in terms of the kinds of events and activities that you can host in the building. Finally, if the building is rehabilitated to this state, it preserves the building for future development. If someone comes along and finds that attractive.
Okay. Now, what is different about the plan that was put forth this year compared to the plan from last year? I mean, the $270 million plan from last year is the $194 million plan from this year.
Right.
What made it, how did it come in at $76 million cheaper? What's different about it?
One of the main things we did differently was the plan last year had us basically maintaining and finishing out what is now the level below grade, the playing field level.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been converted into usable exhibition space. It would have been built out. We would have built a floor at grade over this, what is now playing field level, which is about 30 feet below grade. And we would have, once again, we would have finished out that basement area, built this suspended floor at grade. We also proposed putting in meeting rooms and meeting spaces in that building last year, which we have eliminated the meeting spaces in this proposal. We've also, rather than creating this basement area, we're filling the hold in and building a slab at grade.
Okay, so basically, whereas last year's proposal would have had two floors, in a sense.
Right.
The old playing field floor, and then another floor at grade, 30 feet above it. You're just going to fill that in and have one floor at grade.
That's right.
Okay. Did this proposal, the HCSCC's proposal, you know, did you incorporate any of the elements from any of the private proposals that had been submitted?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I noticed in your blog today you have a quote from Mr. Tushman, John Tushman, who is one of the proposers who has made himself known publicly, that I think the quote was somewhere along the lines that our idea fits squarely into his.
Right. Yeah, I believe that's something like what he said.
Yeah, something like that. Well, I guess we look at it a little bit differently, and that is, given the flexibility of this idea, there are many things that can be done, and quite candidly, if you go back and look at the big master plan study that we released last year, you're not going to find a whole lot of, and let me back up, let me just say that here in the next few days, I think you will, the public will get a chance to actually see some of these proposals, see all of them, and I think it'll be revealed at that time that we've already looked at a lot of these ideas before we got to this last call. You will see that we studied the feasibility of putting museums into this building in our report last year. So the idea of a sports museum, similar to what I understand Mr. Tushman is promoting, is not a new idea to us, and I'm sure it's not a new idea in the community.
Okay. Will there be further opportunities for people to provide feedback on the plan, or once it gets, you know, voted on by Commissioner's Court, is it pretty much set in stone for the ultimate referendum?
No, let me just stop you right there. Let me tell you what I expect will happen tomorrow when we go before Commissioner's Court. What may happen? We'll make a presentation of this recommendation for the New Dome Experience concept. I have worked in and around the county for a long time, well over 25 years in various positions, and what I've seen is usually when items of this magnitude are presented to the court for the first time, they usually refer them to an appropriate department or departments in the county for study, and then to return their opinion and recommendation as to what the court's options are from that point. Is that clear?
Yeah, and I guess in this case, you've already done that work, right?
No, we haven't. No, I mean, we've done our work. We're making a recommendation from the Sports Corp. When this goes to court tomorrow, I really expect the commissioners to refer this concept to the budget office and perhaps the public infrastructure department for their comments. And the court will set a time to have those comments returned, and then they will determine at that point what their next action will be. So tomorrow is, I don't expect tomorrow to be determinative of the fate of the Astrodome. It's the next step in that process, though.
So in other words, well, you know, assuming the budget office and the other office, you said, the infrastructure or department, assuming they sign off on it, then it'll be up to Commissioner's Court to decide to put something on the ballot or not.
That would be my understanding, yes.
Now, you know, one of the criticisms, I mean, the Houston Chronicle wrote an editorial about this, one of the criticisms about this is apparently a belief that, you know, this is all basically a stalking horse for preparing people for, you know, for the ultimate demolition of the Astrodome, that, you know, ultimately Commissioner's Court and the Sports Corp and whoever else can say, well, you know, we tried, we did our best, but nothing's going to work, so we're just going to tear it down. Or, alternately, they could put something on the ballot and then, you know, not put the political support into it to get it to pass. Do you believe that Commissioner's Court is committed to this idea to the point where they would, you know, not only vote for it on Commissioner's Court, but also work towards getting it passed, you know, so that this plan actually comes to fruition? Do you believe that is there?
I will tell you, I'm not going to answer that question. I don't think that's a proper question for me to answer. These are people I work for. They certainly have given us our responsibility in this task, and then they have responsibilities after that. I think what I do believe is that I believe everybody is committed to a process to determine the fate of this building, as I said to one reporter the other day, sooner rather than later.
And, you know, for you personally, do you want that fate to be preservation or not?
I didn't say this when we started. I probably should have. I mean, I'm here as Willie Lawson, citizen, resident of Houston, born, raised, educated here. I'm here to give my opinions. Generally, not the opinions of the Sports Corp or Commissioner's Court.
Sure. So, but go ahead.
I personally, if there is a vote to rehabilitate the Astrodome, I'm going to vote yes. But that's, you know, my right as a citizen, and I understand and actually believe very strongly that everybody who's interested in this issue should want to see it get on the ballot and should make a decision as to whether or not they can support it.
Okay. So does the mission of the HCSCC include any kind of advocacy to Commissioner's Court, or are you just there to present them the facts and let them make their own decision?
No, I think we're there to present them the facts, let them make their own decision. We have been very clear, though, in our position as a sports corporation, that we believe that the building needs to be rehabilitated, and we need the extra space both to accommodate some of our current operations, but also to help our business grow. And when our business grows, this community does, in fact, reap the benefits of it.
Okay. Now, let's come back to the Reliant Arena for a minute, since, you know, last year's proposal included, you know, a plan to do just the Astrodome and a plan to do the Astrodome and the arena. This year, it's just the Astrodome.
Right.
What's going on with the arena? Is that something that you expect to circle back to someday, or is that not really on the table right now?
It's not on the table right now. I will tell you that the arena needs to be... We don't think rehabilitation is the right answer for it. We think that would be sinking good money into bad. But the arena was built roughly in three phases, the oldest of which is about 40 years old. It's not quite as old as the Astrodome. It is a certainly it is a usable facility. It does have some useful life in it. But it will need to be replaced and or, as I say, rehabilitated, and we just think that replacement would be a better expenditure of dollars at some point. But it's not, as we say, it's not in the batter's box right now.
Okay. But it is something you expect to come up again sometime in the near future, near to medium-term future.
Without knowing your definitions, I will say yes, but...
Well, you know, I'm being deliberately vague. It is something that will come up again.
Yes, it will. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I think that's about all I have. I mean, I don't want to put you in a position. I mean, normally in something like this, I will ask people to wrap it up by, you know, making a closing statement in favor of, you know, either their candidacy or whatever it is that they're advocating. You're not really in an advocacy position here, and I don't want to put you in an awkward position. But I guess let's try to close this by saying, you know, what do you hope, you know, the people of Harris County will look on this project and see? What do you want people to see this as? How do you want people to perceive what you guys are doing?
Well, one thing I guess we'd like for folks to understand is that regardless of what the Chronicle says and maybe some other pundits, we actually do understand Reliant Park better than practically anybody else, and the needs of Reliant Park, and we understand the power of Reliant Park as a revenue generator for this region, for this city, this county, this region, and we see this as an ability to increase the revenue generation ability of this complex. More than anything, I'd just like to see people have the opportunity to participate in a process whereby, you know, this idea can be properly debated and vetted in the public. And I do believe it should go to a vote so that the people who own this building can have a definite decision, hand in the decision as to what its fate will be.
Maybe your answer frames this for me a little differently. I mean, you're talking about Reliant and, you know, the financial success of it, and all of that is very valuable, and I agree with it. But I think to a lot of people, the Astrodome is more than just about the money. It's a symbol of Houston and, you know, the first of its kind, and so on. And there's obviously a lot of emotion wrapped up in this.
Right.
You know, what's your view of the Astrodome as a symbol and something that is worthy of being preserved?
Well, I happen to be in the camp that thinks that this building is iconic, and to me, there are few words that say Houston more than NASA, the Astrodome, and maybe hot weather. But, I mean, this building, as Ryan Slattery, the U of H architectural master's student who had an idea and a proposal for this this building, Ryan points out that, you know, when people talk about Yankee Stadium, for example, being demolished and so forth, and some of the other buildings around the country that have been demolished and or replaced, those buildings, many of them were made famous because of what happened inside the building. This building, the Astrodome, was really made famous because of the building itself. There are lots of great events that happened inside, but the true, many people believe that the true iconic nature of the Astrodome is in the structure itself, the historical structure that it is.
Okay. All right, well, Willie Lawson, I want to thank you very much for talking with me. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
All right.